Ezekiel Osorio is pastor of the 120-member Hispanic Seventh-day Adventist Church in Titusville in West Birmingham. The Guatemala native has been a U.S. citizen for nearly 20 years. Most of his parishioners are from Mexico and Central America. He says the original Alabama immigration law put stress on his congregation, even forcing several church members to leave the state. Osorio is encouraged that parts of the law have been barred.
First of all, we are very grateful with the Lord because many people were praying that the Lord could touch the heart of the people who was in charge of this law, and the Lord intervened in this situation.
A federal settlement approved in late 2013 permanently struck down several sections of HB 56 that critics called self-deportation policies. This included a provision that would prevent undocumented immigrants from being able to enter legal contracts. Another required students to provide legal status for public school enrollment. A third section allowed law enforcement officers to check the legal status of undocumented immigrants during traffic stops. Osorio pastors four other churches in North Alabama. For the sake of his church members and others, he says that lawmakers must see immigration in a more spiritual light.
We don't have to be too hard. We have to see the human part of this situation, you know, and to have more compassion, to have more mercy.
While members of the Hispanic Seventh-day Adventist Church are more upbeat after the November settlement, Monique Okoye is cynical. The Birmingham immigration lawyer is a critic of Alabama's policies.
I think that right now we've struck down, you know, several of the most offensive provisions, but there's still some things that remain.
Okoye says the law still blocks undocumented immigrants from getting driver's licenses. This fact, she says, elevates the chances that a person will be deported.
While you explicitly may not stop people in order to look at their immigration status, if you stop them for not having a driver's license and you take them to jail, then they're going to be put on an immigration hold. And so it's essentially, you know, the same issue.
Okoye favors federal immigration reform to prevent a patchwork state-by-state approach to the issue. And she believes such reform should help the undocumented work toward citizenship and allow them to pay state taxes. Back at the Hispanic church, members have relaxed in the shadows of the federal settlement. Pastor Osorio has seen more people at the services. Even a few who had previously left are returning. Overall, he wants what he calls a more humane solution to the state's immigration issues. Osorio says there's still much work to do to balance the scales of justice for undocumented immigrants.
In the eyes of God, every man and woman are created equal.
He hopes any new laws will temper justice with mercy. For WBHM, I'm Nathan Turner, Jr.